My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're live from Jets camp. You like to say that Al Kook's life sometimes mirrors Larry David's. Certain things that go on find himself in these weird situations.
100%.
Well, I was listening to the warm-up show getting here this morning, and this is another one of these weird situations that could be written into a script for a sitcom. So Al, with him today, has a Breece Hall jersey. Why would he have a Breece Hall jersey with him today?
Why would he have a Breece Hall jersey with him today? I'm assuming to get it signed.
That is correct. It is to get signed. But this is why. So he has a nephew who is a grown man at this point. He's pushing 30.
He's 25. Kid. 25.
25 years old, is a huge Breece Hall fan. So Breece Hall is younger than him. A huge Breece Hall fan. So I don't want to shame him for being a fan of football. 25, I was too, but he loves Breece Hall. He went to training camp. He was one of the fans that was here up in the stands. Got Breece Hall to actually sign his jersey.
Okay.
So he brings it home. He's going to get the thing framed, and he's going to have a signed Breece Hall jersey framed. Now, I did this exact same thing at Vikings training camp with John Randall. I was wearing a John Randall jersey. He came up to me. It was 2000, and he signed my John Randall jersey. I put it in a frame. I still have it. So I know how important
that
is.
Didn't Steve Hutchinson do the same thing for you?
He did not. I had a Steve Hutchinson jersey.
Yes.
I wore it the day authentic, the day that you brought me out to Green Bay.
Oh,
so
okay.
You remember me wearing that jersey. So I have a signed John Randall jersey. So I get Al's nephew and what he's doing. So he wants to frame the jersey, but he brings the jersey home and he lays it in his bedroom. So I guess he's still living at home, this young man?
It was his last year of college, though. It was the summer of his last year of
Summer of last school. Year of college.
His mother washed the jersey.
Yes.
Yeah, my sister.
Yep.
And there goes the autograph.
Right. She went in the bedroom to see if he had any laundry laying around that he didn't put in the laundry hamper, grabbed the jersey and threw it in the wash.
Yeah. So... So now she feels terrible about this, right?
I'm
so
sure,
she's hoping,
yes.
my brother, Al Dukes, who is in the sports business, will be able to rectify this thing, right?
He doesn't even know who Breece Hall is.
I know who Breece Hall is.
So she gives him the jersey and says, can you get this signed when you go to Jets camp? And he's like, well, I don't even know if we're going to interview him. Like, I have no idea. So Al's just been sitting over here with this jersey. Now, mind you, he's got access to you.
Yes.
Who knows many people here.
Yeah.
You know, Mulligan's up here.
Yes.
Walking around. He's doing stuff for people. He refuses to take the jersey out and ask anybody.
On.
And he's sitting here in Florham Park.
Let me see.
And it's just sitting here in a bag. Like, we got to get the thing. We got to get this done.
It's a big... I know getting autographs is a big ask. And something we're not supposed to do. So I thought, well, maybe we'd get Breece Hall, but then I figured, you know, Tiki is going to be here.
Yeah.
Running back. We got Rodgers, quarterback.
Right.
So I don't know what to do.
You know, maybe just ask Brian Mulligan if he could run down and get it signed.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all.
That's all
you
got to do. And he would
just ask Mulligan, he'll do it.
He'd gladly do it.
Listen, we love Breece Hall. Everybody loves Breece Hall. And Breece Hall would love to sign this.
Right.
All right? That's the way you got to look at it.
He's probably sitting in his locker room right now. I haven't been asked to sign anything lately. Like, I'm really hoping something comes down and I can sign.
Stop being such a dope about it.
Yeah, I just feel awkward because it's not the right thing to do.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question. So, if your sister washed this, why are the tags?
No, she went and bought him a new one.
Oh, she bought him a new one.
Yeah, because he still has the one that's now just a regular Breece Hall jersey, unsigned, because it's got washed out with Tide.
James probably took the Tide stick to it and everything. Oh, you got some marker on this jersey. So I appreciate that you feel that way, Al, but you never, ever overstep the bounds for things like this. This is something for a family member who's a Jets fan.
Yeah.
The Jets really are...
Season ticket holders.
Right, exactly. So very accommodating.
You can remember, I asked the Jets last year to get me Winnie Dudu, like Aaron Rodgers' jersey. So she had the first ever Aaron Rodgers Jets jersey.
Yeah.
And... you know, it's okay. You can ask. I mean, you know, we're here. We're covering the team. You know, that's part of it. Part of the responsibility of the team is to make sure that, you know, the team is getting promoted. The players are getting promoted. You love the player. Your nephew loves the player. That's what the teams want to hear. They want to hear about their fans loving their players.
I was going to ask Aaron Rodgers if he would get it signed. He would just bring it down. Because if Rodgers asked you to sign,
you know what you
should
have done? What you should have done when we were done with Aaron, you should have walked with him to talk more about the Malaysian Airlines.
Yeah.
And then he would have taken you right down into the locker room to have Breece Hall sign this.
I would have had someone point out Breece Hall to me. I know he's the running back.
Yes, but you don't know what he looks
like. Right, helmet. He's got the helmet on all the time.
Yeah, but you just look at his picture in the PR.
Oh, my God. Google it.
Wouldn't that be amazing? See, that would be the end of this episode, this Curb episode. You get it signed by someone you think is Breece Hall who's not. You hand it back.
Like, oh, yeah, I would have recognized him.
You sure?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. From this photo right there.
All right. Yeah. Well, I do like the fact that Al still cares about that stuff because there's a lot of people who don't. That'll just overstep their boundaries and just act like a jerk and ask for things. I remember we had an intern once who brought in legitimately a duffel bag full of stuff for Ron Darling to sign because he was there as a guest in studio. And I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, you can't get one thing signed, much less a duffel bag filled with stuff. Like five pictures, six baseballs, two jerseys. I was like, you gotta be. It was unbelievable. But I think he learned his lesson that day, that kid. We all crushed him.
We did crush him, of course.
We all crushed him.
I mean, there is a certain amount of professionalism that you do have to have.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.